Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Ella with your 8am Zlines. In local news, the Christopher Lee Government Cabinet is set to receive report from a new assistant ministry unveiled today by Premier Christopher Lee. The ministry will help deliver the Fresh Start for Queensland program and include representatives from every region to ensuring a strong voice for regional Queensland. Assistant ministers will assist with tourism, housing, resources, mental health, water, finance and multicultural affairs, says Premier Christopher Lee. The Premier has followed the lead of New South Wales in expanding the assistant ministry to 10 positions for better Queenslander support. Also in local news, Queensland Chief Health Officer John Gerard will step down from the state's top health job on December 12th. The infectious disease expert said it has been an honour to serve Queensland and help navigate the state through the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Gerard has said, whilst it was a difficult decision to finish as the Chief Health Officer, I'm excited about returning to my patients in a full-time capacity and continuing my passion as an infectious diseases specialist. Premier David Crisafulli thanked Dr. Gerard for his service over the past 3 years. In national news, a Qantas plane made an emergency landing at Sydney Airport on Friday following a contained engine failure on a flight to Brisbane. After the engine blew up during takeoff, pilots of the Boeing 737 were forced to perform several circles off the coast before touching back down in Sydney. Debris spat out of the engine is believed to have sparked a grass fire on the airfield. Investigators from the Australian Transport Safety Bureau have spent the weekend gathering evidence. The plane is set to return to the skies as early as this week.
In other national news, light rail commuters in Sydney will be able to travel without cost for the next 4 days due to protected industrial action from the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. These temporary free rides are a result of the light rail operator Transdev remaining locked in negotiations over a new enterprise agreement with operations staff. A Transport for New South Wales has said a new union ban requires 50-cent fares for travel from Monday or services will be reduced to 10 kilometres per hour. The RBTU hopes the industrial action will force the New South Wales government to properly engage with their claims, which also includes 24-hour weekend services. In international news, President-elect Trump has delayed submitting transition agreements with the Biden administration due to concerns over a mandatory ethics pledge requiring the avoidance of conflicts of interest once in office. Trump's administration have also failed to sign a pair of agreements which would unlock key information, leaving them behind in accessing transition briefing ahead of the inauguration in 72 days. Max Steer, the Partnership for Public Services president and CEO, has warned he can't be ready to take over our government in a way that is safe for all of us. Trump representatives have said that the president-elect plans to sign the ethics pledge, but the focus of the transition team remains focused on selecting candidates for top cabinet roles. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a very high chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you.